Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Sullivan. Batting third. The right fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Norman. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting seventh. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grant Bowler. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grant Bowler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Kaum. Sullivan moves to second. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Norman reaches second base with a double. Sullivan scores. Fothergill goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a fly ball into center field. Norman picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Norman. Burnett moves to third. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter strikes out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on bowler Burnett scores. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, White Sox. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Grant Bowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 1 in the game. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Norman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Appling steals second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 1 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan juggles the ball. That's an error on Sullivan. Vosmick moves to third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vosmick scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Grant Bowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowler strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 2 in the game. Jolly hits a line drive into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burnett strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0 for 2 in the game. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Norman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fothergill moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, steps on third, and throws to second for the double play. Two outs. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Appling. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Appling steals second. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick bunts in front of the plate. Grubb fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Hodapp moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hodapp. The throw from Grubb and he is safe. Hodapp steals third. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Grubb. Sewell moves to second. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 0 for 2 in the game. Kaum hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodapp scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr misplays the ball. That's an error on Kerr. Sewell scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-2, Indians. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sullivan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 0 for 2 in the game. Grubb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Grant Bowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowler is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bowler for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jolly. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sullivan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-3 in the game. Jolly hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Norman hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Norman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling strikes out. One out. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0-for-3 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground for a single. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Frank Grubb. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca pinch hits for Grant Bowler. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.